stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
Boys matchup here is the Marathon Boys hosting Stratford. We talk now with Adam Jacobson, the Red Raiders head coach. Coach, I know I haven't seen you in a while. What, 2-2 here in your last four games? Talk about how things have been going. Is it kind of that search for consistency still that we talked about earlier in the year?
Absolutely, yeah. We were talking this week. Since the first of the year, we're 1-6 in first halves and 7-0 in second halves. So you talk about consistency. Can we put a consistent full game together? But we're getting better, and guys are playing confident, and that's all you can ask for.
Garrett Bracewell's kind of gotten his way into your lineup here, it looks like, on a full-time. I saw him on the football field just dig nothing but giant steps forward the whole year. Same thing on the basketball court for him?
Yeah. He's a tremendous athlete, right? And you saw that on the football field. And, yeah, he battled some illness there in December, got through that, and he just keeps getting better and better. And he's a kid who really wants to be good. He's worked on his footwork, and he can score. And, so you see that a lot with a lot of our young guys. They're, consistently trying to get better, now finding consistency in their play.
You got a really nice blend with this team, don't you? Some guys that are, been through the ringer a little bit here, and some young guys that are in new roles here. And, it takes a while maybe to get to this point of the season for things to balance out.
Absolutely, yeah. The new roles, mm-hmm. and then even guys like True and Drew, who have been and played in big-time games, it's a completely different role, right? And then sometimes that gets overlooked. Like, that's – you go from a completely different role, and I think they're kind of owning into that now.
As you go ahead kind of down the stretch in the Marrowwood here, what's your thoughts? It's a grinder as usual, right?
It is, yeah, night in and night out. I mean, there's a lot of really good teams. The North has something to say about it, and, now we start this second go of it. The team that's going to be the most consistent night in and night out.
Maybe those North teams among the most improved in the area in some ways?
I think so, for sure. And a lot of them are young, too. Yeah. A lot of those teams bring a lot back. So the Marrowwood is really, really good.
Stratford here, a team that kind of battled through some injuries here and there. But, they're as advertised as usual here. What's your scouting report on them?
Yeah, a lot of experience. A lot of these guys are back from a 20-win team last year. A lot of athleticism, shoot the ball well. Brusewitz is a three-year player. Some nice juniors, good mix. So we have to take care of the ball, have to rebound the ball, and hopefully make some shots.
As you can testify, too, you don't win 20 games by accident, do you?
Right. Exactly. You got to have some good players.
Yeah, sure. What's a couple keys to a good start here tonight?
Oh, yeah, a good start. I think that would be huge. Some energy, some competitive spirit, some confidence. Take care of the ball inside out.
All right, good luck here tonight.
All right, thank you.
Raiders head coach Adam Jacobson. Stay tuned. Mark coming up on 98.9 WXCO.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting workatcounty.com.
All right, back here in Marathon, Tom Weaver on 98.9 WXCO. We look at our Merrowood South standings. Auburndale sits top at 8-1. This is a big one here. Both Marathon and Stratford are 7-2. Assumption 5-4. Edgar is 4-5. Newman is 2-7. Other games tonight, Assumption at Edgar and Auburndale at Newman. Last Friday night, Assumption beat Prentice 61-59. Newman over Shawamigan 67-50. And it was Mosinee over Marathon 76-54. Tri-County will play Newman on Thursday. The Friday night games, Auburndale at Amherst, Stratford at Colby. Edgar is at Owen Withy. Again, Stratford comes in ranked 7th in the latest wisports.net Wisconsin coaches poll. So that is our tale of the two teams here tonight. As the Raiders come in 10-5 overall, 7-2. In the Merrowood South. Quickly should mention, Jeff Schneider and the Marathon girls last night fell to Assumption by a score of, let's see here. It is falling to Assumption, as I'll get it to, of course, the last page here, as a game that was rescheduled, 75-47, so Jeff Schneider and the Marathon girls, 12-3 overall, 7-3. They're next in action against Newman, a game we'll have for you on Thursday night with pregame programming at 7 o'clock. All right, we will take a break. Come back into your starting lineups and the opening tip. It is Marathon and Stratford in a Merrowood South boys action coming up. Our opening tip coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
Parts City.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Parts City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Parts City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Parts City.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
I'm Chad Holmes. Join former Wausau West head football coach Jason Foster and myself every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show. 5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO. Online at BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Every Wednesday, we'll take a look back at last week's action in area high school football and also look ahead to the following weekend's action as well. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
All right, here's our starting lineups tonight. First of all, for the Stratford Tigers, they will go with 5'7 senior Caleb Wrench. It is 5'10 senior Jet Shaner. It is 5'10 senior Drew Brusewitz. 5'8 junior Brooks Vanderhoof. And it is 6' senior Caden Foster. Kurt Schmidt, head coach of the Tigers, assisted by Chandler Schmidt, Bill Kinetter, and Derek Austin. For the Red Raiders of Marathon, it is 6'1 junior True Thurs, 6'2 sophomore Garrett Bracewell, 6'3 junior Drew Wolfel, it is 5'7 junior Landon Snyder, and it is 6'1 senior Cody Radke. Adam Jacobson, Phil Seibert, Chuck Wolfel, Claude Seibert.
are the coaches of the Red Raiders. Coach Jacobson in his 14th season, 276 wins and 73 losses. Wolfel comes in 11.1 points per game. Thurs and Bracewell both at 9.6 points per game. Cody Radke is at 8.5 points per game. And Landon Snyder is at 5.5 points per game. Alex Bloom, Hunter Seibert also coaching there. Forgot about them. Drew Brzezowicz leading the way for the Tigers at 17 points a game. Vanderhoof at 8.9 points a game. Alec Chappell, who's injured, at 7.6 points a game. And Jet Shaner at 6.4 points per game. So that is the tale of the tape between these two teams. We are set to go here from the Marathon Gym. Always entertaining Marathon students in case you're scoring at home. It is camouflage night here at the Marathon Gym. Big matchup here, both these teams 7-2 in the Marrowood South. All right, so here we go. Set to jump here as Drew Wolfel, and now I'm going to get a re-jump here, a little false start. Caden Foster doing the honors for the Tigers as well. Wolfel controls the opening tip. Gets it back to True Thurs. Thurs to Radke, quick in the corner. Landon Snyder with it. Surveys it up, moves the ball around. He'll go to the dribble, back to True. Thurs looks inside. Into the corner he goes. Thurs looking to cut to the bucket. Tries to step around. He'll go baseline, wraps the pass up far corner. Tipped out of bounds by the Tigers. Well, you heard Coach Jacobson in our pregame. Like to get off to a better start. They've been outscored in the first half, 328 to 274. Good news is you've turned it around, 643 to 557 in the second half. All right, inbound, far corner, Wolfel. Trying to shake loose a defender. Wolfel down the lane, leaves it off, top of the key to True Thurs. Thurs back to Wolfel, far side, tries to go baseline, nothing there. Good man-to-man defense inside Radke. A little step move, turns around, up off the rim, no good. Well, Cody turned around, had a good look at it, couldn't finish. Brzezowicz brings it up, top of the key, wide open. He'll pass it up. Brzezowicz hands it off now to Vanderhoof. Vanderhoof pulls it back between the circles, and Stratford will set up here. JV for Stratford, a big come-from-behind win before us here. They try to go baseline, open far side, nothing there. Caleb Branch whistles it near corner for Brooks Vanderhoof. Back top of the key to Brzezowicz. Brzezowicz near side. Good defensive setup here by the Raiders. Well, double team comes, goes out of bounds. That is off the Stratford foot, it looks like. Yeah, it'll go to Marathon. Good defense there by the Red Raiders. Marathon JV's led by 10 at the half, ended up losing 54-47. Rough go of it for in the second half for Claude Seibert and his lads. All right, here's Marathon to the basketball. Cody Radke looking inside. He'll flush out to pressure him. He'll go to the dribble, cuts to the right, nothing there. Ends up in the hands of True Thurs. Far side, wide open three is good. That is Landon Snyder. Hits the first bucket of the game. Marathon with a 3-0 lead. 16:25 to go in the first half. Brzezowicz to the far corner. Now to Vanderhoof. Vanderhoof inside, cutting to the hoop. Nice, easy bucket there, but it's missed by Caden Foster. Put back underneath. We'll get a pileup. We're going to get a jump ball possession that'll stay with Stratford. Well, good job by the Raiders on the glass here to tie things up. Gave up a pretty easy bucket that Stratford missed, but able to get the tie up, and the possession arrow stays with the Raiders. Or excuse me, with the Tigers. All right, inbound here. Caden Foster comes out top of the key. They'll go inside, back out, open three from the near side. That's back iron no good by Caleb Brinch, and the Raiders at the rebound. Near corner, now Snyder inside he goes. Garrett Bracewell underneath, comes back out, threw it away. Tied up defensively. One turnover apiece here. Riley Spindler will check in here for the Tigers. 15:54 to go here in the first half. 3-0, the Marathon lead. All right, it is Stratford with the basketball now. Caleb Wrench, top of the key. Near side to Spindler. Back far side, Wrench again. Top of the key, Brzezowicz. Wide open three, that's good. Drew Brzezowicz with the bucket. We're level at three. 15:30 to go, first half. Thurs quickly accelerates up, gets it in the corner to Cody Radke. Radke back off on the left-handed dribble. Hands it off to Garrett Bracewell. Bracewell near side, knocked out of bounds. No, straight out of bounds, they'll say. Back-to-back turnovers by Marathon. Raiders come into the game averaging 15.5 turnovers per game. Stratford much better at 8.9. Brzewicz trying to get around. Drew Wolfel comes inside, knocked down. He's going to be bumped through the foul. So it'll be Drew Wolfel's first team foul against the Red Raiders. Non-shooting foul, I believe. No, they're going to say it is a shooting foul. So it will be Drew Brzewicz to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one clanks off, no good. Front iron there. Tied at three, our scoreboard brought to you by Brickner Motors of Little Chicago. Second one by Brzewicz, no good. Bracewell to the rebound. Garrett Bracewell races it up court quickly to Wolfel, far corner true Thurs. Looks to penetrate, now cuts off, swings to Radke behind the arc near side. Bounce pass goes baseline to Bracewell. Gets a double team, beautiful dish underneath, shot up, good! Oh, no good, and a foul. Oh boy, Drew Wolfel inside, got it up, just hung it up on the front side of the rim. He'll go to the free throw line here, and it'll go against Drew Brzewicz. His first team foul. And Drew Wolfel to the free throw line. Raiders as a team, 60.4%. And Drew Wolfel makes the first. Brady Berg in the lineup, and it is Caden Foster in for the Tigers. So far, Kurt Schmidt has gone three deep on his bench. And Drew Wolfel's second free throw on the way. It is good. 5-3 is the Marathon lead, and they're going to put a little full court pressure on here. A little trouble inbounding it momentarily. Brzewicz now will clear things out and come ahead. Sawyer Barron's going to be the first substitution coming up here for Marathon. Brzewicz behind the leg, between the legs dribble, trying to shake loose. Goes baseline, nothing there. Pulls back, long range jumper, no good. That by Shane Air, and it is the Raiders to the rebound. Another one and done here, and inside they go. Baseline Bracewell, beautiful pass underneath, easy layup, good. Drew Wolfel has four early on. Marathon out to a four-point lead. 7-3, 14-15 to go, first half. Brzewicz between the circles now, looking inside. A lot of movement away from the ball here, but nobody to go to. Now they come near side, Shane Air. He'll come into the near corner to Foster. Foster, one dribble, stolen away, back the other way for the Raiders. Drew Thurs puts the brakes on. He's knocked down, but Cody Radke is there to put it up. Oh boy, Drew Thurs put the brakes on to let a defender go by and slip down. And managed to get it to Cody Radke, who laid it up and in. Cody Radke's first bucket of the night. 9-3 is the Marathon lead. All right, for Stratford, Spindler. Looks baseline, nothing there. Hands it off to Brzewicz. Brzewicz. Lazy dribble here. We're going to get a whistle. We're going to get a timeout taken by Stratford. It's a timeout brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon, here on 98.9 WXCO.
At People's State Bank, community is reflected in everything we do. So when you bank with People's, you help support local charities and businesses, help new homeowners establish roots, and create stronger communities to live and thrive in. It's a uniquely People's approach that's always paying dividends. And a pretty good reason to make our community yours, too. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, Stratford with the basketball, 13:24 to go in the first half. Marathon with a 9-3 lead after the Stratford timeout. Brzewicz off the inbound, dribbles into the near corner, deed up by Bracewell, bumps free, double team comes, shakes loose, gets it in the hands of Jack Remus, who's in. Now they'll come back again, they'll reset again. Raiders, now they throw it underneath, threw it away. Turnover forced here by Stratford. third turnover of the game against the Tigers. And it is Marathon basketball here with a 9-3 lead. All right, for the Raiders, let's see here. Ian Shuda has checked in here. Two-thirds with it now. Swings it all the way to Bracewell on the near side. They'll go baseline to Sawyer Behrens. Behrens back to Bracewell. Down the line, dishes over the head of True Thurs, and it's knocked out of bounds. Thurs tried to save it back in, but right to one of the Tigers. Here's Brusewitz down the lane, free throw line, gives it up. Now free throw line jumper is up and good. That is Riley Spindler with her first bucket of the night. And the Marathon lead is 4, 9-5, 12:20 to go first half. Raiders, top of the key. Now Drew Wolfel looking inside. Thurs. He's got Brusewitz on the defensive assignment. Trying to penetrate. Bracewell with it now. Goes inside. Knocked around. And nifty job here. Nifty pass inside to Thurs. We're going to get a foul. Reach in foul here. I think this is going to go against Brusewitz, I believe. Yeah, his second. Second team foul. Caleb Wrench in the lineup for Stratford. For Marathon, it is Logan Peters and also River Stanecki. Bracewell and Behrens will sit down. All right, Raiders ready to inbound. Ian Shuda does the honors to Chew Thurs. River Stanecki looks to drive. Nothing there. Little head fake. They'll come top of the key. This is Ian Shuda. Left-handed dribble. Nothing there. Down the lane they go. Pull up, tough jumper. That's no good. Good rebound underneath by Stanecki, and he'll kick it right back out after Sawyer Behrens with a good look but couldn't finish. Behrens in the lane to Stanecki. Comes up, no good, but a foul. So I believe this is going to go against Jet Shaner. Yep. Shaner with his first. It is the third team foul, just one for Marathon. 11:35 to go here, first half. Long lob in into the hands of River Stanecki. Stanecki, near side to Peters. Peters goes free throw line. They whip it quickly over to the far side now. Trying to drive there is Ian Shuda. Nothing there. They'll go inside and on the floor. Going to get another foul here against Stratford. This is going to go against Jack Remus.
Stratford foul on number 32, Jack Remus.
His first team's fourth. 11:21 to go, 9-5 Marathon. Raiders have the basketball. Wide open three from the near corner is off the iron. No good by Logan Peters. And the rebound plucked down by Riley Spindler of the Tigers. And Stratford back the other way quickly. Looking to drive in. This is Vanderhoof. Vanderhoof, nothing there. A wild pass near side to Remus. Remus will a couple of dribbles and hand it off now to Shaner. Shaner going with the one pink and one white shoe. Will go to Wrench. His shot comes around up and good. Caleb Wrench wearing the other opposite pink and white shoe. His hoop is up and good, and we're going to get a foul against Marathon.
Marathon foul on Stanecki.
So River Stanecki. Second team foul, so 9-7. River Stanecki on the foul. Brady Berg in for the Tigers. And it'll be Caleb Wrench to the free throw line, trying to cap a three-point play here. On the way, rolls out no good. Rebound is piled up underneath, but the Raiders come away with it. So Wrench misses the three-point play. Back the other way come the Raiders. Yeah, boy. Brady Berg having a tough go of it here. Now knocked away from behind on True Thurs. That by Remus out of bounds, so True Thurs will inbound. 10:35 to go first half. Two-point lead for Marathon, 9-7. Inbound near corner. They'll hand it off. Dribble move here, True Thurs. Underneath they go. Oh, layup no good, as a pretty good look for Cody Radke. Couldn't finish it. It's knocked out of bounds. And I think it'll stay with Marathon. Yep. Landon Snyder, Shaner in for the Tigers, and Drew Wolfel back in as well. Yep, Marathon will keep the basketball here with a two-point lead. 10-21 to go first half. It's 9-7 Marathon. Quick inbound. Back to Peters. A little two-man game. Double team comes, and he traveled with the basketball. Boy, a contact looking like, but I think Adam Jacobson a little upset at his other guys away from the ball, not moving much. So turnover against the Raiders, their fourth of the half, 10-15 to go. Brusewitz back in with two fouls. Ahead he goes. Far side it is, Brady Berg. Berg gives up his dribble. Raiders extend the defense down in. Move, boy, looks like a travel, but it is. Caden Foster zips it over the top of the rim. No good. Peters, a wide open three to Radke. Back to Peters. Near corner, Cody Radke. Radke trying to go baseline. Does. Tough shot. Dishes. Landon Snyder. Jump shot is good. Snyder with 5 points. 11-7 is the Marathon lead as we slog along here in the first half. 9:35 to go. Caden Foster for Stratford. To the near corner to Shaner. He'll go baseline. Double T comes. Gets a shot up good and a foul. Oh, it is Jet Shaner.
Caleb, or excuse me, that's Jet Shaner. Quicker. Marathon foul on Shuda.
Ian Shuda whistled for the foul. His first. Third team foul. True Thurs, Garrett Bracewall back in. And Brooks Vanderhoof back in as well. And Shaner to the free throw line here. On the way, it's good. Eleven to ten. Marathon in the lead, knocked away. This is poked here, and yeah, I think we're going off of White. Yeah, we're going to say Marathon turnover. Kind of pinballed around in the far corner. It's going to go as the fifth turnover against the Raiders. So Stratford a chance to take the lead here with 9:15 to go in the half. Brusewitz, beautiful backdoor pass underneath. Easy layup by Riley Spindler. His second bucket of the night. And Stratford with their first lead of the night at 12-11. And what do we have? Inside a foul. Yeah, we're going to get a foul underneath here. Riley Spindler with his first 15 foul. Sawyer Barron's back in the lineup here for the Raiders. 8:57 to go, first half, 12-11. Stratford in the lead. The Raiders lob it in. Wolfel chases it down, hands it off. Thurs, far corner, fakes a shot, lost the handle, got it back. Top of the key, Bracewell, now near side. Now inside they go, and we're going to get a hook. Let's see. Yep. So Drew Wolfel, his second. So each team's leader with two fouls here. Remussen for the Tigers. And I think River Stanicky in. For True Thurs. 8:48 to go. Stratford gets it into Brusewitz. So Brusewitz and Thurs, both with two fouls. Brusewitz in the game here with 8:40 to go in the half. He'll pull up a three, wide open, drills it. Boy, he was looking to lob inside. That closed down. Held the ball, quaffed up a three, and hit nothing but the bottom of the net. Stratford a four-point lead at 15-11. Thurs swings it to Landon Snyder. He'll go top of the key, around a screen, now behind the back dribble. Can't get himself free, and threw it away. What do we have? The reach-in foul after the turnover. Is that what we got? Yeah, we're going to get Sawyer Barons on a reach-in after the turnover. His first 15 foul against the Raiders, so five team fouls apiece. 8:16 to go, first half, 15-11. Stratford with the lead and the basketball. Inside they go, a couple of dribbles. Inbound it comes, and boy, this is a Spindler in trouble. Got it free, far side, wide open three. Went halfway down and came back out for Remus. And the Raiders get the rebound. And near side, Stanicky. Kept it alive. Now Bracewell in the lane. Triple team comes. Dishes underneath. Turned it over. Raiders a little bit out of control at the moment here. They find themselves now trailing by four. 7.5 to go first half. Brusewitz looking for more. Down the lane. Pull up. No. Far side swings it. Open three again. Back iron no good by Spindler. Raiders another rebound. Ahead they'll go to Bracewell. He'll come in. Slides by. Layup. Rolls it in good. Eric Bracewell with his first bucket. Two-point game, 15-13 Stratford. And knocked out of bounds off the inbound, off of Marathon and out.
Foster in for the
Caden Foster into the lineup for Stratford. Caleb Wrench as well. And let's see, Logan Peters in for Marathon as well. So Garrett Bracewell hits the hoop and we'll take a seat. 7:15 to go, first half, 15-13. Stratford in the lead. They will inbound the ball. Hey, Stratford comes in shooting 52.6%. And now they turn it over. Pass into the near corner. Off the hands there of Riley Spindler. And there'll be a four turnover of the half. 52.6 shooting wise for Stratford Marathon at 43%. And from 3-point range, about the same. 31.5 for Stratford, 32.8. Speaking of threes, wide open three, far corner. Drew Thurs drills it. And Marathon back on top, 16-15. 6:45 to go, first half. Brusewitz on the dribble. Off the right side to Wrench. Wrench, couple of head fakes. Top of the key. Foster, open three. That's back iron, no good. Rebound to the Raiders. Thurs quickly ahead. This is Sawyer Behrens with it. He'll go to the far corner to Stanicky. Now top of the key. Thurs gets himself free. Leaves it off. Stanicky dishes, Thurs, open three, now he'll take it, and off the back iron, up in the air, no good. Beautiful rebound underneath by Stanicky. He'll turn around, put it up and good. River Stanicky with the bucket, and the Raiders hit back-to-back hoops here and have a three-point lead, 18-15 with 6 minutes to go, first half. Stratford, Spindler. Top of the key to Wrench. Wrench looking. He'll drive. Splits. Rolled it off his foot. That's out of bounds. Going to Marathon. And Wrench looking for a foul call. Contact, but rolled off his foot and out of bounds. So Wolfel, Shuda, and Radke come in here as Landon Snyder, Logan Peters, and Sawyer Behrens will take a seat. So Stanicky stays out there along with Cody Radke and Drew Wolfel. Raiders at the basketball, Thurs, far corner, pump fake there. Radke fakes it, now they'll go inside Thurs, posts up, dribble move, spin, freed up, open three near side, got it. Oh, big shot there by Ian Shuda. He hits a three and the Raider lead is now 6, 21-15, 5.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Stratford looks to drive, bounce pass underneath, out of bounds, goes out cleanly, and we'll go back to Marathon. Six turnover of the half here against Stratford. 5:23 to go, first half. Marathon, a 21-15 lead. Thurs lobs it ahead to Ian Shuda. He's picked up by a defender and asked to spin free. Double team comes as they look to be putting on a little 1-3-1 here, and Marathon will call a timeout. Marathon Park City timeout taken by the Red Raiders. 21-15, 5:09 to go. Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon here on 98.9 WSCO.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com.
All right, Stratford with the timeout as Marathon has the basketball and a six-point lead. 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Giving up the dribble is Ian Shuda. He'll dish it off to Cody Radke. Looking inside to Stanicky, but nothing there. Back out top of the key. The Raiders will reset. True Thurs with it now, far side. He'll dribble back toward the middle. Now veers off far corner. Inside they go. Wolfel, near side Thurs, looking to elevate and get to the lane. Lays it up good and a foul. Oh, True Thurs gets to the hoop. He's got five, and he'll go to try to cap a three-point play as the foul goes against Caden Foster. And that is the sixth team foul against Stratford. Riley Spindler will take a seat. And True Thurs with a three and a two here. As it is Landon Snyder checking in here for Wolfel. Adam Jacobson taking it easy here with True with two fouls here, and don't want to get mixed up in a rebounding foul or something of the like. But True Thurs, free throw on the way, short but bounced it in good. Six for True, 24-15 is the Marathon lead. 4:35 to go first half. Brusewitz, top of the key. Hands it off to Kayla Branch. They'll go near corner. Baseline, wraps it far side. Open three from the far side. That's off the rim, no good. Stanicky battles for the rebound again and able to poke it free. Another one and done for the Tigers. Shuda, Snyder, top of the key, near side. Wide open three. Back iron, no good there by Ian Shuda. And this time Stratford with the easy rebound. Back the other way, they lose it. On the way through the lane as seventh turnover of the half against Stratford. 4 minutes to go, first half. Marathon, a 24-15 lead in the basketball. The dribble, top of the key. Cody Radke with it. Looks to spin free. Hands it off to Stanicky. Now it's Thurs. Leaves it back out high to Ian Shuda. Radke finds an opening. He'll try to drive in and carry the basketball. So, turnover Marathon as Wolfel and Bracewell check back in. Some good minutes here from River Stanicky. With a bucket and a couple of boards. 3:44 to go, 24-15 Marathon. Raiders will be in the bonus here. Marathon with only five team fouls. All right, Vanderhoof ahead to Shaner. Top of the key. I'll swing it out back to Shaner. Baseline Brusewitz. Brusewitz spin move, triple team comes, left it short, trying to get his own rebound, but the Raiders battling for the rebound, I think, stepped on the line. So they're moving Brusewitz inside here a little bit. See what they do as Stratford now will inbound. 3:23 to go first half, 24-15 Marathon. Inside. Shaner with the bucket, he's got five. Now wide open three, far side is good. Landon Snyder, he's got eight. Three for three shooting, and just like that, the Raider lead is 10, 27-17, with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Top of the key, swinging three again by Riley Spindler is no good. True Thurs up to get the rebound, he'll lead the charge back. Bracewell almost traveled, trying to get to the hoop, lays it up and in. Here at Bracewell, Raiders shooting very well here. 2:40 to go, 29-17 to lead as we get toward the end of the first half. Brusewitz behind, between the legs dribble, top of the key. Veering off to his left, but there is nothing inside here as he looks. Now gives up his dribble, has to lob it to Vanderhoof. Vanderhoof double team near corner, got rid of it, cutting to the bucket. Shaner forces a shot up, no good. Shaner, a wild shot, that's no good. Kurt Schmidt wanted a foul that wasn't there. Near corner comes Snyder, another three, got it. Landon Snyder, three threes and a half, and Stratford will take a full timeout. 2:11 to go, first half. Marathon 32, Stratford 17. Our timeout brought to you by Marathon Parts City, 401 Pine Street
at
Marathon
Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane. Our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. World Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. World Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA World Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. The award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit worldmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions.
All right, 2:11 to go first half. Marathon leading 32-17. Our scoreboard brought to you by Brickner Motors of Little Chicago. Here is Stratford. Riley Spindler now brings it up. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Spindler dishes near corner. Long range three is short. And the Raiders with the rebound again. Back up quickly they go. Landon Snyder lurking around. He'll get it. Looking to pump. Now backs off. Hands it off near side. We'll get it back. Long range two. That is left up short by Ian Shuda. And it is Stratford to the rebound. Stratford far side. Brusewitz cuts in baseline. Forces a shot up. Left it short. Got his own rebound. And then a hopeful shot over the back of his head, up, and Marathon, I think, going to get a foul here. Yeah. So, Landon Snyder's first. Brusewitz to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one on the way, and it's good. 1:34 to go here. Thirty-two to 18. Brusewitz. Second free throw on the way is good. He's got eight. 32-19 is the Marathon lead. 90 seconds to go here in the first half. Inside quickly, Stanicky. Put back, that's no good, with a couple of shots, knocked out of bounds. And it'll go to the Tigers with a minute 21 to go. Spin move, Brusewitz in the lane, left it short and draws a foul. Oh boy. True Thurs with his first. So Brusewitz back to the line, shooting foul, seventh team foul as well. Minute 10 to go. Brusewitz shooting a pair. Makes the first. 12-point lead here for Marathon. Garrett Bracewell back in the lineup. And let's see. Drew Wolfel going to stay on the bench here for the rest of the half here with two fouls. No sense. Brusewitz second on the way is good. Minute 10 to go, 32-21, the Marathon lead. Far side, True Thurs lobs it back, and good job by the Raiders here to keep it from going out of bounds. Snyder up ahead, ball loose on the floor, pile up there, and what do we have? I'm going to get a turnover here. They're going to say, yep, on the line here, down the near side, diving for it.
Vanderhoof for the Tigers.
Vanderhoof back in. 55 seconds to go. 9 turnovers against Marathon. All right, 53 seconds remaining in the half. Brusewitz will hand it off to Vanderhoof. Cross half court. And this is Brady Berg in the lineup. He was checked in underneath Berg. Spin around, shot up and good. Brady Berg with his first bucket of the game. 38 seconds to go. The Raider lead is 9. Snyder, far corner. Thurs looking to hoist instead. Pulls it down and goes to Landon Snyder. Snyder shakes loose. Gives it off to Ian Shuda. Shuda back to Snyder. And it is Garrett Bracewell. Wide open far corner. That's a 3. Raiders drilling from downtown here. The lead back to 12. 13 seconds to go. Looks like Stratford will host for the final shot. Brusewitz. Deed up here by Thurs. Brusewitz pull back 3 off the rim, no good. Berg with it around, a shot up at the buzzer is no good, and that will do it. First half is in the books, and Marathon will take a 35-23 lead into the half here. All right, stick around. Our Marathon Athletic Booster Club calendar and statistics coming up. Marathon at the half leads 35-23. Here on 98.9 WXCO.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
County Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting workatcounty.com.
We continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics. Because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at WIAAWI.org. A message from Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sport.
Parts City.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Parts City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Park City.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
Radio thrives when it serves the community. WXCO is no different, and we're looking to add someone to our staff that is well connected around town. Someone who can help our local businesses increase traffic and their visibility among our audience. From connecting clients with high school sports, local news and weather, or the Chad Holmes Show. If you know local business owners, we'd like to get to know you. If you'd like to know more about this opportunity, send me Chad Holmes a message at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, and let's set up a time to talk.
All right, both teams making their way back out here, and we are set to go for the second half. Marathon, 11 for Landon Snyder, 7 Garrett Bracewell, 6 for Chu Thurs, 10 for Drew Brusewitz to pace the Tigers. Marathon with a 12-point lead here. Marathon with a very nice middle section of that second half, kind of a little helter-skelter down the stretch, but still able to keep a double-digit lead here.
The Marathon girls are currently pulling one out, 33-16 at Nakusa.
Marathon girls in action against Nakusa, 33-16, we understand, at the half. We're back here with them against Newman on Thursday night. All right, possession arrow to Marathon as we begin the second half, 35-23. Again, both these teams locked at 7-2 in second place, one game behind Auburndale. Trying to get the leg up here in the Merriwood South. Snyder lobs it inside for Wolfel to Thurs. Baseline, contact, nothing there. Landon Snyder back with it, looks to drive. He'll back off now. Top of the key to Bracewell. Garrett, now what do we have inside? This is going to be Drew Wolfel. No, it's Landon Snyder with an illegal screen, they'll say. First team foul here the second half. Brusewitz very quickly pushes it up here as Stratford looks to get rolling. Kayla Brench into the near corner to Vanderhoof. Vanderhoof dribbles, now gives it up. Brusewitz thought about a super hard three instead. Baseline to Vanderhoof, pull up jumper, that's blocked. Good job there by Garrett Bracewell to get a hand on it. Vanderhoof's shot is blocked, and the Raiders with the basketball. Now it's kicked by Brusewitz as Bracewell trying to go inside. All right, so 17-12 to go here. 35-23, the Marathon lead. Knocked out of bounds by Brusewitz again. Mike Brusewicz contending every inch here with Garrett Bracewell. I had him on True Thurs early, and now, oh, what do we got here? A quick whistle off the inbound. Illegal screen against Drew Wolfel. So his third, second team, and Adam Jacobson with, want to be a mind reader, but huh, to the referee, I think, is very quickly, too, off the inbound. All right, Brusewicz trying to cut into a 12-point lead here, hands it off to Vanderhoof. Vanderhoof, top of the key, Caden Foster, far side, threw it out of bounds. Turnover against the Tigers. And it'll come right back to Marathon. Kurt Schmidt is less than happy with his fellas here. And all right, Snyder's going to bring it up. Still stuck here on 35-23. Raiders hand it off. Garrett Bracewell, far side, Cody Radke, inside Wolfel. Outside Snyder fakes the three, dishes out. Thurs open three near side off the rim, no good, and a rebound to the Tigers. Well set up there. Chu just couldn't finish her off. Baseline, Brusewicz in, no shot, got his own rebound, puts it up. Now we'll get a foul, and I think Drew Wolfel just picked up his fourth foul. Yep, so Wolfel to the bench as Brusewicz. We'll shoot a pair here. First free throw is good. It's 11 now for Drew Brusewicz. River Stanicky in. And Drew Wolfel will take a seat here. Picked up two quick ones in the first half, and right again. Now, second one no good, and a rebound. Good job here by Garrett Bracewell. Well, coach said in the pregame show, Athletic showed it there to get the rebound. Bracewell looks to drive, dishes, now far corner. Here's Thurs, top of the key, gets in the lane, hands it off, Stanicky. Stanicky inside now, Bracewell, one dribble, looks for a turnaround jumper, no good. Now Cody Radke with it, back far corner, Bracewell moves around, long range two from the far side, halfway down it came out. Off of Stratford, does it go out of bounds? No. Oh, Raiders had a good look there, but went halfway down. Brusewicz Euro stepped down the lane before the shot, I think. We're going to get a foul on the floor. Boy, oh boy. So, Garrett Bracewell with his first. So, Wolfel with four, Snyder with two, everybody else with one. Brusewicz, he picked up two early, but has held off since then. Now down the lane will go, and I'm going to call this a shooting foul. Wow. And that will go against Landon Snyder in his third. So team fouls 5-0 here in the second half. Brusewicz's first free throw is good.